Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, January 10th, 2023. Today, 29 years ago on this day, 1994, which I actually should have asked you what year this happened, because that feels like so much longer ago than I thought it was. Lorena Bobbitt.
Oh.
This is the day she went on trial.
Oh, now, okay.
If you don't know the name Lorena Bobbitt, especially if you have a penis.
Do you know this name, Alex?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a little kid. I was a little kid, but I remember, hearing about that. Yeah, I was very
big. What year were you born?
I was 87.
Oh, you were a little kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. Buddy, you're so much older than I think you are.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway,
baby face.
Lorena Bobbitt had cut off her husband's cock with a kitchen knife while he was sleeping. Can you imagine waking up to that? Oh, God. And then she gets in a car and drives away with his junk. And she hucks it out the window.
That's right. That's the thing I remember. And I definitely feel like, I mean, this is why I can't sleep on airplanes. You need to know the people around you and you need to trust them so that they don't cut your cock off. Like, honestly. How you falling asleep in an airplane full of people you don't know?
No one's going to grab your cock on an
I'm
airplane.
I'm just saying. You gotta,
there's like 1,000 other people around you.
Never crossed my mind.
You're not allowed to bring a huge knife in. Like, why are you
I'm just
worried
saying
about that?
You this is one of the reasons I need to feel super comfortable in order to be able to fall asleep. Otherwise, I'm agitated and I'm there's too much adrenaline and I'm afraid I'm going to have my crotch attacked. I don't know.
There's no coming back from that one. You can never be too safe.
Right. Thank you. Besides, you know what? You remember they did go and find that guy's cock and apparently they sewed it back on.
They did, yeah.
Because he was
and
doing...
And apparently it was working.
Well, that's what they say.
I guess you can come back from that.
You never saw a porn with him in it, though, did you?
No, but he did make porns.
But I'm saying...
He did?
I don't know that he actually had sex in the porn. They may have just shown his sewn back on cock and the Frankenweiner thing, but that
yeah.
they may never have shown him actually boning someone.
You know, not only do I think he was able to bone someone, but I want to say I heard he got that. There's an operation that they'll do that will sort of like unseat the anchor point to give you like if whatever's holding it down on your on the bottom of your pelvis, and they'll cut that so that your penis can jut forward further. It's almost like a...
Oh, this was the lengthening surgery that they were advertising, which they don't do anymore.
No, they don't. And actually, because they say it's really dangerous. For, you know, if you're all lined up and everything's in place, you can, you know, have at it, I guess. But if you, you know, penis injuries can happen. Plus, you've also injured yourself because you cut this thing away from your bone.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. I mean, terrible. I can understand...
Work with what you've got.
That's I was just going to say. I don't consider myself... very normal is what I would say, for sure. But...
You're not ashamed, but you're also not whipping it out at parties.
Well, I'll whip it out at a party, but I'm just saying that I don't...
Please don't.
I'm no porn star, but and I can see where if you were really tiny and some girl you were on a date with walked off and was like, no, gross.
I was laughing, too.
Laughing and gross. Then, yeah, I could see where you know, in quiet times, all you're doing is beating yourself up over the fact that you don't have... And it would make it hard to approach people, and you probably are sitting there playing a guessing game about, will she be kind and nice enough? I'm sure you're sitting there in your head working it out, like, has this girl been around? Has she seen a lot of cocks? Is there any way I can sell this thing to her? Like, that's got
to
be
well,
going...
he sold it to someone. He had a kid not long after that.
So he found that girl.
So it worked, and he found a girl who was like, yes, I'll accept that. You know, the other thing about that guy... The one with the really, it was so small. Oh, my God. And it turns out it's a real thing, the micropenis thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also a wicked baby talker.
This is the guy.
And I didn't know about the tiny thing until after I'd been, you know, kind of seeing him for a bit. Like, we, you know, and he was calling me and talking, oh, Sarah, you know, all these things on the phone and stuff. And then when I found his baby penis... I was like, oh, it makes sense now.
It's a micro penis.
But it's still a penis.
Anyway, actually, now that I think about it, you know, the way as relationships age and women start going, yeah, that again, fine, whatever. I mean, I could see where a girl would be like, you know what? I'm not going to want to do it anyway in 5 years, so I might as well be with the guy who's got a tiny one. Right?
He's still going to want to do it.
Or maybe he won't. Maybe he'll be like, oh, that's a relief. I don't have to keep pulling that thing out. I don't know. But I can see why. So I can see how it works on your confidence and how you would be willing to do whatever surgery is available.
Yeah.
And especially if you are seeing, like, for example, women get boob jobs. Yeah. And you go, well, I mean, everybody seems to think that's just fine. Why shouldn't I go get a penis job?
Right.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Because
if it doesn't work anymore, then
you're nothing.
Then what do you got? At least if it feels good, you still got something you can do to yourself.
Is there some procedure that they could do where they would do like a penis transplant? Like if someone was hurt and, you know, killed in an accident and like that was one of the organs that they could...
I don't know, but you'd think if they were doing trans surgeries that they would consider using donor penises as opposed to having to make them from scratch, right?
Because they have a whole pump situation, right? Where they can pump stuff up and...
I don't know, and I'm not trying to be insulting to anybody. I don't know. So I guess
maybe
we should
move on.
Maybe
there's someone out there who does know more about that and fill us in. I mean... Yes, we're coming at it from a point of ignorance, and that only just really kind of occurred to me. But maybe there is someone out there who's...
We've talked with people about this before, and I do know that one of the things people feel a trans person would feel is because this person said it straight up, was don't feel obliged to ask me any question you want just because you're curious. I have a right to privacy too.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that being an issue where someone might go, what does it look like? Did it hurt? You know, I mean, that I know that's my headspace goes to, I have a million questions, and it's out right. of curiosity, and it's not out of taunting or torture, but I could see how someone right. else might go, you don't get to just ask me anything you want.
Right. That's really none of your business.
It's tough. It's tough because you want to, you know, there's you trying to get to know someone, and there's them saying, you don't ask your other cubicle mates about their parts.
Right.
Oh, right.
And it is true, and you wouldn't, and you, it would be, you'd, I guess there's just, yeah, we're if you don't know about it, then you're curious, that's all.
Yep.
But you're not wrong, it's not the thing to do. Anyway, back to Bobbitt real quick.
Oh,
Lorena
right.
Bobbitt, she goes on trial 29 years ago today in Manassas, Virginia. She'd cut off her husband's penis with a kitchen knife while he slept, tossed it out of her speeding car. Police found it. Doctors reattached it. She claimed on trial that John Wayne Bobbitt, that's the guy whose penis is gone, mm-hmm. John Wayne Bobbitt raped her. She also claimed that John Wayne Bobbitt is a selfish lover, saying he always have orgasm and he doesn't wait for me ever to have orgasm.
Oh, she said that?
Yep.
And that's her broken English?
I guess. I don't know what... That's how it's literally how it's written.
Oh.
What is that? What does sick mean, S-I-C, when they say as, basically as said or as written?
Said in context, I think.
Said? Oh, really?
Said in context, I believe. Yeah, S-I-C, I think.
I like it.
I could be wrong, though.
Said in context. I mean, I see it all the time, but I know what it means, but... I know what it means
Wait
in context.
A minute. SIC meaning used in brackets after a copied or quoted word that appears odd or erroneous to show that the word is quoted exactly as it stands in the original. As in, a story must hold a child's interest and enrich his sick life. What?
Oh, as in like his as opposed to their.
Okay. But it doesn't have that said in context. Okay, let me see if I can find it.
They say sic actually is an abbreviation of a Latin phrase sic erat scriptum, which means thus was it written.
Thus was it written.
Cool, I'm wrong.
I'll edit that out.
Yeah.
don't edit it out. You leave that in.
I'll take everything
out.
That's not bad.
It actually, it is sort of the context of what somebody said. Why not
I did hear that somewhere, though. I didn't just make that up. So somebody would have told me. That would have been a thing that... Even if it's wrong, I don't know. So,
go Niners.
And you're saying it's thus it was written, or as it was written, or something?
Oh, I just got rid of that.
Okay, never mind. I'm getting rid of mine, too. John Wayne Bobbitt was a selfish lover who raped his wife.
Thus was it written. And I do have, the doctor said that he reattached it and it works as it should function. Normal function.
Oh, it came back.
And he had a few porns. I have the names of them. They're called Half-Cocked.
Oh, hilarious. Uh-huh. That's funny.
There's one called John Wayne Bobbitt Uncut.
But did he do a scene?
It looks like he did do scenes. Yeah. I see images of... But they're kind of like grainy. And then there's one more called John Wayne Bobbitt Franken Penis.
Well, Franken Penis. That's fun. Is there like a big scar where they attached it back on?
I can't... Well, I... did zoom in on the penis that I saw, but it's so like 90s porn, like so grainy.
Oh,
I can't really see the descriptive.
It's not that clean, close-up HD that we have these
120p,
days.
120p, yeah. Resolution.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'm seeing scenes. There's videos. I don't know if I should hit play on them since we're at work.
Don't do it. Yeah, no. But it looks like looking like pump action or...
I don't see any pump. No.
I saw somebody
half cocked
doing some oral stuff.
Oh, maybe he can just get oral. Maybe it'll break off if he tries to shove it in anywhere.
Well, the doctor says it should function as normal penis. So.
Good for him.
Is it a good size penis?
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
It seemed okay size, yeah. Like a normal
size for, but not for porn.
It's not a porn penis, that's for sure. It's
a curiosity because it got sewn back on.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a big dick porn, but it's just like regular dick porn. I wouldn't call it a micro penis.
Okay.
From what I saw.
That's good to know.
You'd take it. You'd like it.
Who, me?
Yeah,
or
you.
Brent?
No, you. Brent doesn't. Do you?
No, I need a huge hog, please.
Oh, you do?
I like my own penis, but... You know,
well, it's good that you like it. I mean, I actually think that's a very important... It's, as you pointed out, every time it comes up, I am a horrible person who laughed in the penis's face. And I...
Did you actually laugh? Or I thought you just said...
Yeah, I didn't know you laughed, but I...
Did you actually go...
I did. No, I didn't ha-ha in his face or anything, but I was like, oh my God. I literally was like so surprised that there was nothing there.
I don't know how that guy made it through.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. I remember
I feel bad.
Because you had another couple in the front seat and you were in the back. I remember you saying that you were like, I have to go home. But I don't remember you ever saying that you laughed.
I tapped Danny on the shoulder and went, hey, I got to go home. I got to. We're done here. We're done back here.
I have bigger fingers. I'll just do myself. Thanks.
Yeah, I got this. Janie just walked in. Hey, Jane.
What?
It's Jane.
Yeah, Jane.
At your house?
Jane. No, at your house.
It's what? Bond. Jane's Bond.
I don't see anybody. Okay.
Yeah.
Say my name.
Jane.
Okay, do you guys want... What do I got? I have plenty of time.
Yeah, let's do a bad advice, absolutely.
Hey, this is kind of a long one.
Okay,
right?
I'm down.
This one's about... It's about mothers and daughters and families. And
all right.
All right.
Hey, Morning Show family, don't say my name. I've been listening to you guys since the beginning, and I love you. Thank you. I need some bad advice about my mom. She's in her 80s. I immediately thought of writing to Brinny because I feel like I know SMV and your moms, Sandy and Ellie. I thought you both could relate to the trials and tribulations of having an aging mom. Mm. My mom and so here's the backstory. My mom and dad were married almost 25 years and divorced in the late 90s. Mom remarried in the 2000s. She and my stepdad are still happily married. My siblings and I live here in California. I'm the oldest, and my mom and stepdad in another state. I'm married with kids and a full-time career. It's difficult to see my parents regularly. And that is true. You know, you got to now you're spending all your vacation time traveling to see your mom. Fast forward to 2022. Both my mom and stepdad are in their 80s. Until this year, we hadn't visited them in a while since the pandemic hit in 2020. I do talk to them on the phone regularly, and we have a family Zoom meeting about once a month. Neither of my parents wants to be a burden to us, and I've always felt that they've kept their problems from us and tried to keep the conversations light. So I assume she's talking about maybe her dad, her birth dad as well, and then her mom and this stepdad.
Okay.
Earlier this year, I get a frantic call from my stepdad. Oh, so this was last year, earlier last year. He said my mom was in the ICU with acute pneumonia, not COVID related. I spoke to my mom earlier that week and I did notice that she was out of breath, but she brushed it off and said her asthma was acting up again. After getting the details from my stepdad, I immediately dropped everything, got on a plane to be with my mom. When I arrived at the hospital, I could only be with her for small periods of time each day due to the hospital COVID protocols. A few days later, I arrived at the hospital. I noticed she was breathing on her own, but still not fully awake. She seemed restless and agitated and her arms were in restraints. I found the nurse and asked her what was going on. The nurse said she was recovering from the pneumonia, but they had to restrain her because she was going through withdrawals. I said, "From what?" She said, "Your mom's an alcoholic." I was like, "What the fuck?" I was in shock. Both my mom and dad drank and smoked socially in the 70s, but I've never seen either of them drunk. I haven't even seen my mom have a drink in 20 years. I called my siblings and gave them an update. None of us had a clue that she'd been drinking. She managed to keep it a secret from all of us. The nurse did say it was common to see elderly parents go through withdrawals since the pandemic because a lot of them were stuck at home and became dependent on alcohol. My mom stayed in the hospital for 2 weeks and we took turns visiting and caring for her once she got home. Several doctors told her and us she cannot drink alcohol ever again. She needed to remain sober. After she fully recovered from the pneumonia, we had a family meeting. Both my stepdad and mom understood the seriousness and promised that they would stop drinking and committed to staying sober. I know this is such a hard thing to do for any alcoholic, but especially at her age. One of my brothers wanted to put her in rehab immediately, but the rest of us thought, well, shit, they both lived difficult lives. They made it to their 80s. Shouldn't they be able to do whatever the fuck they want? We agreed we would give her a chance to fix this on her own, but we recently learned they're having an occasional glass of wine, which translates to... she's drinking again. I really don't know what to do, and I would love to hear your thoughts. Vinny, you should probably take this one.
Well, I don't really have the answer. I mean, I think that it's probably pretty common thought process to be like, well, they've made it to their whatever age, get off their back, but yeah. In reality, it sounds like one of the reasons, because they could come visit you and they don't. And that's probably because they have a nice little routine going there that they're comfortable with, and it's not something that they'll feel good bringing on the road, you know,
right?
Taking the seven scotches a day or whatever she's right. drinking on the road would be, that's one of those things. Alcoholics in general, or I, never mind, let me go back. I hid my drinking as best I could.
Yep.
It's shocking that I was able to, because of course, whiskey fucking stinks. Vodka, even though they tell you that doesn't stink, you that can, stinks right. too. There's no
you can
way.
Smell an alcoholic.
Yeah, right? You can smell it, you can. So anyway, but I do know that that was one of the things that I was, the pressure of trying to keep your drinking from being discovered becomes worse than the alcoholism itself sometimes. Like, you find yourself just in your own house going, well, let me look around and there's a bottle, trash. Here's another bottle, trash. Jesus, I hit a bottle in the golf bag. Like, you just really right. are up to a lot. So the hiding it thing is very normal. Her not telling you she's having a problem is very normal. I am sort of surprised that they weren't more intervention minded at the hospital. Like, from here, we should take your mom to rehab. You know what
that,
I mean?
Yes, that the hospital staff themselves wasn't saying.
Let's get.
And they were like, poo poo, she's another old lady that became an alcoholic during the pandemic. We're not surprised. But honestly, isn't that just where things took a turn, maybe?
Well, I do think that, you know, I'm not trying to sell AA to anybody. They don't want you to try and sell it publicly. It's not about, you know, advertising it or whatever. But I will say that there's a book that they use. It's the AA Bible, kind of, called The Big Book. And there are stories in there. And there are stories of people who've, one of the stories that comes to mind with this is a guy who was a successful parent, businessman, lived his whole life, never drank, did all the right things from, you know, through his life to become a retired guy who has a drink and finds out, oh, I'm an alcoholic. And so I don't remember, because it's been a while since I've read that story specifically, but I don't remember if that person's family, you know, that person's parent was an alcoholic. I don't remember all the details.
Right.
But sometimes that is lying inside you, waiting for you to wake it up. So I don't know if she's been hiding this most her adult life, and it's only coming to
a head
now, right? Because she's stuck in the house, and her husband, obviously, I don't know if he drinks too. Did they say that?
It says they are having an occasional glass of wine, which translates to she's drinking again.
Yeah, that could have started.
We don't know his situation.
It could have started with him. He might Absolutely. Be like, you know what? I really want to have a drink, and you okay with that? And then, sure enough, she ends up going, well, what about me? Where this is glass empty. What? I don't know.
Sip.
That's super hard to deal with. So what would I say to you about your parents? Look, I know this about my own family. I've tried really hard as a grown-up. There were years that I didn't see my family. Years. I was busy chasing my career. I just didn't want to hop on a plane every time I had a day off to go see them. But I try really hard now to stay current with my mom and to make sure that she knows we love her and we want her to visit. And what I'd suggest is you have to get her in your life more. You have to get in her life way more. And I know that that's like, well, but that's, I don't have time. Well, okay, then don't have time.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. you get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bob-a-pedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bob-a-pedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the modular Bob sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
But that's where that's going to end. Like, she's needs support of her family. She's going to probably, I can only speak about my relapses, and this is how I had 100 of them. You keep saying to yourself, well, I'll only drink after 5. Well, I'll only drink beer. Well, I'll only have wine. Well,
I'll quit tomorrow.
Tomorrow becomes a real big part of that process, which is one last time. One last time. I'm going to do this one more time, and and then you start to go, well, I'm getting shit-faced if this is it. And then, of course, you get up the next day, and you go, I'm not done. Not even kind of done. So it's really, this is tricky. I don't know exactly what to say other than she's not going to get sober by herself sitting in that house, especially if your stepdad drinks.
Right.
That's just not going to happen. So I don't know how involved you want to get, but I would suggest you get more involved.
Right. And I think it was the brother who suggested rehab, right? Now she goes to rehab, right? And they're like, nah, she'll be fine. Send her home.
That's the way that is, though. And I know a lot of people, as I was going through my processes, that also, especially if you're someone who's strong-willed and people see you as that, they might think like, oh, he's got this. She's got this. She'll be okay.
Right.
But it doesn't work like that. And I know, for example, I love doing radio. I love what Sarah and I built together. I loved this station. I loved our boss. I didn't want to be where I was. I wanted out, and I was happy to go to rehab because I thought they could cure me. I really did go in there thinking, yeah, get this off me.
Now I'm all set.
And it doesn't work like that either. Like, that's not how you get better.
Right.
There are major changes that have to happen, including maybe she has to get your stepdad has to quit too in order for her to stay quit. And he may not be willing to or may not want to, but that's...
may not be able to. He may actually be part of the problem because he's an alcoholic.
I know had a good friend growing up he was definitely a drunk and still drinks, by the way, for the record. But his dad was an alcoholic and died from it. His mom was an alcoholic and quit. But while she was sitting there sober, not drinking, her husband, his dad, was drinking hard alcohol every night to the point where he had to crawl from his lounge chair up the stairs.
Oh, boy.
And that was her husband. They stayed together, as far as I know. But that was the life she had to deal with, was she'd go off to AA and he'd sit there and drink whiskey until he, until bedtime. Oy. And so it's hard. It's really hard. And I'm surprised she didn't, you know, divorce him, because how do you stay with someone who's doing that to themselves?
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. So I don't know this. What do you guys think? I honestly don't have an answer other than
I don't know either.
Get more involved in her life, or
I think that's solid. I mean, it's hard. It's, you know, but no one ever said this was going to be easy.
No, I mean, rehab isn't just a, my point about rehab is you're just not fixed. You just don't go in and have them remove the alcoholism.
You don't dump someone there and then they come out whole. Right.
It's a full-on everyday reset, and you have to decide, I'm not going to do that today. And when you're not working and you don't have a lot going on, what do they say about idle hands? Like, there it is.
Do the devil's work.
So it's tough.
All right. Let us know how that goes. We always like follow-up emails. And we'd love to get your bad advices. I do see that a few came in. I'm very excited about that. I'll read through those and get to one of those maybe tomorrow. Although tomorrow we've got V. Halen, and I want to talk to her about that Tame app. Where you're only allowed to be in one convo at a time. And then there's no ghosting. You have to say why you're...
Oh.
Yeah. I'm excited. I wanted to try it. Kind of like it.
You do?
Yeah.
Why haven't you set her up? You fancy yourself such a matchmaker. Why haven't you done it?
I don't know that many single people, A. And B, I tried to. I'm trying to get her and Village together. But that's, I don't know a lot of single people.
Seems like she's into Mike J.
Yeah, Mike J is married.
Well,
he's married to my friend, Heather.
What does marriage even mean in Mill Valley, right?
It means something.
Don't you think Heather wants out from underneath that guy? Maybe she'd be like, yeah, I take care of that part of it.
Is booping actually cheating, though? I don't know.
It's not.
Booping is cheating.
Booping, it's a whole other thing.
If you eat someone's ass, you have cheated on your significant other. If your ass gets eaten by someone else, you have cheated. Just going to be real clear here. You know, the whole, like, technical virginity thing? That's still sex the whole time, all of it. Okay. Well, I got to go. Please send your emails.
I love that you
emails.
Just screamed eating someone's ass. That's fun. Mm.
Send your emails to Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
The end.
Thank you.